Welcome to A World Powerfully Transformed, a new podcast from Unity on Cape Cod. We are creating community, celebrating love, and transforming lives. In this special series, we will bring you exciting, positive spiritual teachings, as well as thought-provoking interviews with guests from a diverse spectrum of the greater community. Now let us join Reverend Tony for this week's presentation.
Welcome to the Unity on Cape Cod podcast. I'm Reverend Tony Cryer, the spiritual leader here at Unity on Cape Cod. We are part of Unity Worldwide Ministries, which has a vision of a world powerfully transformed by the growing movement of our shared spiritual awakening. Each week, I will be bringing you special guests, and we'll be talking about current issues and topics that are impacting our lives and how we can take a spiritual approach to transforming our world. So welcome. Come on in. Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of A World Powerfully Transformed. This is Reverend Tony. I'm here on Cape Cod, and we're talking this morning about a very important subject in our spiritual development, and that is finding our balance, finding the balance point between our human experience and our spiritual nature. So I want to talk a little bit about, first of all, that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. This is the definition that was given us by Teilhard de Chardin. And we've adopted that philosophy. A lot of us in Unity have adopted that philosophy. However, sometimes we lose our balance by focusing so much on the human experience and forgetting that we are essentially spiritual beings. And what affirmative prayer does is bring us back to the truth of us by creating a consciousness of spirit within us, a consciousness of Christ. That's why we call it Christ consciousness. I was reading a little bit about affirmative prayer in one of Linda Martella Whitsett's books, How to Pray Without Talking to God, God, a being outside of us. And it's really comes back to consciousness. It just keeps coming back to what we focus upon in consciousness expands it in our consciousness. Whatever we're focusing on in our minds, it will expand in the totality of our consciousness, and therefore it will expand in our human experience as well. This is a very important fact, because when we are focusing only on our human experience, then that's what expands in our consciousness. When we're focusing on the apparent separation that we see, when we are focusing on the pain that we feel, or perhaps the lack that we experience in the physical world, if we focus on these things, we become more fearful, and the fear is what is expanding in our consciousness. And then we begin to act out of fear instead of out of love. So today I would like to really go within, get deeper within the truth of who I am, embed that into my consciousness, and allow that to expand. We can all do this. And in fact, this is what I believe spiritual practice is all about. It's all about expanding in our consciousness that which is true, and expanding it through experience of it, not just in concept, but in experience of it. I was also reading from Ellen Debenport's book, The Five Principles, one of my all-time favorite Unity books. And she says this is amazing. It's in chapter 2. which speaks about the divinity of human beings. Humans, even as violent as we seem to be, are the first species to understand that we have the capacity to change. This means that we can evolve consciously. This is so important to me, that we can evolve consciously. We can make a decision to evolve. We are aware of our own evolution. She goes on to say, the most exciting development so far in our brief human history is that we can choose to be who we want to be as individuals and explore ways to cooperate as groups. We are responsible not only for our own evolution, but how evolution continues to unfold on the planet. Isn't that amazing? And she says, if we learn to cooperate as a mature species, we still won't all desire or believe all the same things, but we can align our self-interests with the well-being of others and of the earth. In other words, we will create the kingdom of heaven together. This is what it's all about for me, is acknowledging the truth of who we are and then allowing us to grow in the manifestation of it. Spiritual beings having a human experience of cooperation and love and creating heaven on earth. If we look around now, what are we putting in our consciousness? All the violence of humanity, all the devastation of humanity. And what happens is it's expanding, isn't it? It seems to speed up and expand, and it seems to be everywhere. But something else is going on, and we can pay attention to that something else. That something else is the transformation of the human species. It's the transformation of mind, is the truth of who we are being consciously expressed in the world. We are choosing to evolve consciously. There are many millions of people now choosing to evolve consciously, choosing love over fear, choosing cooperation, choosing to be the divine Christ beings that we are. We have a great example in our way shower, Jesus. He came here to show us that love was the way. He came to show us that what we hold in our consciousness can be immediately manifest in our world. The persecution of Jesus was because he realized he was the Christ, or one with all that is, the Son of God, or the same as God. And that's exactly what it says in the Bible. When he said he was the Son of God, God was his Father, that made him equal with God, and therefore they sought to kill him. Because immediately they saw, what is he saying? What is he demonstrating in consciousness? It's that he is the same as what you call God or Father. And we all are that. We all are divine beings. We all have all the power of the universe. All power has been given me in heaven and earth, said Jesus. And the same is true for each one of us. We can find this by going within. In Eric Butterworth's famous book, Discover the Power Within You, he says, the greatest mistake that we make is believing that we are only human. He says we are human in expression, but divine in creation and limitless in potentiality. The subtitle of that book is A Guide to the Unexplored Depths Within. In fact, the final frontier of all human exploration will inevitably be in the realm of consciousness. This is what I am proposing. This is the final frontier, the realm of human consciousness, the universe of mind and spirit. Why is the realm of inner experience still largely unexplored? It is only because we've been too afraid to go there. We're still denying responsibility for the world we see. We think it's all someone else's responsibility, someone else's fault for all the evil, and someone else's credit for all the good. We credit a God outside of ourselves for all the good that we see. And all the other folks in the world are certainly the cause of all the bad that we see. And none of that is true. How we experience the world we see, the world we live in, is completely, utterly, and 100% the result of our consciousness. It is more convenient to see everything outside of us and place responsibility for our experiences on forces beyond our control. It does feel safer to the ego, doesn't it? But what we fail to see is that we've become very comfortable with distress and disaster. If we really want peace, true peace, we will have to activate that power within us. And to do this, we must go within. We've come to a point of spiritual evolution where a God outside of us controlling our experience of life makes no sense anymore. We no longer can look outside for the answers to those deeper questions. Again, this road, which I'm talking about, leads in one direction, within. And the reason I'm talking about this as a way to find our balance is because we've been always focused on the direction without. But within the mind of the human being lies the memory of perfect oneness, of unlimited power, and eternal love. The question's not this. The question is, can I remember this as myself, as I am, right here, right now, speaking to you? Can you remember this for yourself, right here and right now? And are you willing to accept the fact that whatever way you define God or the universe to be, that's what you are. That's what you are. If you can spend just a little time with this thought, whatever God is, I am, you just might find this road to travel within the deeps, the deep depths of your consciousness. And you won't find it frightening after all. You might find it very revealing. To go within, take the time to go within. This is where I think we can find our balance, is to spend at least as much time going within as we do focused on what we see without. I'd like to read from the message from the minister. Just came out yesterday, October 2023, Finding Your Balance. This is really my prescription for finding our balance in a world that seems to make no sense. And it's about our spiritual endeavor. It is about really focusing on what's important. Here we go. Finding your balance. It is a curious phenomenon of spiritual endeavor that the more you slow down, the faster you travel. The quieter you become, the more you hear. And the more you go within, the greater good you can manifest in the outer world. I've often pondered the idea of finding balance, resisting vehemently the concept of necessary opposites, the notion of darkness being necessary to see the light, pain a required experience for pleasure, or evil a possible reality in a loving universe. It occurred to me that the theory of opposites is the product of the misperception that we are opposite of God. The idea of separation, being born of false perception, can only create more false ideas, and therefore cannot be counted on to give me direction or guidance. If I am to genuinely find the nature of God within myself, I must seek a different way of understanding, one based on thoughts of perfection and love. If there is indeed one power and one presence in the universe and in my life, then the concept of opposites is impossible. What then needs to be balanced? Where is the balance point? And if opposites are ultimately impossible, why do I need to find balance at all? You see, first, we thought finding balance between the darkness and the light was the way. That's what balance, I'm going off script here, but that's what we thought balance was. Finding a place between the darkness and the light, the up and the down, the good and the bad, the devil and God. But this is not what I am proposing. I'm proposing that there is a different kind of balance based on truth. And here we go. First of all, the ultimate truth may not be my immediate experience. Or let's say, even if it is, I may not be aware of it. I'm probably somewhere between knowing who I am, demonstrating love all the time, and struggling with some aspect of the human experience. Remember, my experience relative to ultimate reality is the evolutionary journey, our journey back to oneness and perfection. I am a spiritual being having a human experience. That doesn't mean the human experience is actually real. This is a temporary, all of this is temporary and therefore illusionary by nature. What I'm learning in this temporary state is that I am, in fact, eternal. This is what I'm learning right here and right now of my eternal nature. Everything I learn about the eternal substance and divine nature of the universe will stay with me because it's true. Everything I perceive in separation and limitation will eventually disappear because it is inherently false. A Course in Miracles calls this experience perception of the real world, the world which reflects the laws of God and not the laws that I made up. Okay, so here's the balance point. I want to use everything I perceive in separation to lead me to oneness. I want to give all of the self I think I am in separation as an offering to love and to God, and therefore begin to experience God within me as well as everywhere around me. So the balance point then becomes one of God within and God without. That's what I'm balancing. There cannot be one without the other. God is within and without at the same time, everywhere present. Many people want to focus solely on God within while pushing away the enormous power of joining with the God without. It is not a separate being that I'm joining with, but rather a melting into the ocean of consciousness, the consciousness of God, which I am already a part. The balance between God within me and God all around me has become the focus of my attention. Regarding my spiritual path, it is much like the balance between doing and being. As Jesus said in the Gospel of John, I can do nothing of myself. Of my own self, I can do nothing. I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father, or the universal consciousness which has sent me, or which I am a part of, the ocean of life, of consciousness, the animating force, life force. And listening to the higher mind, being still and knowing God within and without, acting on that deeper guidance and spiritual intuition, that's the kind of doing that Jesus was talking about. It's doing based on being. There's the balance. Doing based on being. When I can listen to the voice for God within and all around me, in all situations, in all circumstances, and act according to that will, then I believe I will have found true balance. The balance which says, God is, I am. Thank you, God. All is well. Be blessed, my friends, and remember to always be a blessing. And we'll see you next time on A World Powerfully Transformed.
Thank you, each and every one, for tuning in to this special edition of A World Powerfully Transformed, a Unity on Cape Cod podcast. If you would like to support this program or find out more about Unity on Cape Cod and our Sunday services, please visit our website, unityoncapecod.org, or stop by our spiritual center at 147 Walton Ave in Hyannis, Mass. We would love to get to know you. Be blessed and remember to be a blessing. This podcast was made possible in part through a grant from Unity Worldwide Ministries and the Templeton Foundation.